Kevin taking care of the sports for Dave Innit. This is a shock for me. I didn't know Ross could play guitar like this.
Only when I'm filling in.
I remember when you played bass when you were in school. Yeah. I didn't know you could make it talk like this.
Hey, I do what I do for you.
My future granddaughter, your daughter, going to be very impressed. And her mother's going to be very annoyed.
Oh, we can all buy her drums.
Right? Form a family band.
That's right.
Get a bus. It's
She can have a lot of godparents.
6:53. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact every day. It's our friend Dr. Kevin Most. All right, so let's talk about the most common form of arthritis. I believe it's most common by number. Osteoarthritis, right?
Correct, yeah. If you're going to look at gross numbers, osteoarthritis is definitely the number one and will continue to be the number one as we continue to age. You know, we'll start to see more and more baby boomers with osteoarthritis.
And very few people don't have some form of it.
Right. You know, all of us are going to get it if we live long enough. You know, between our bones, we have what we call cartilage or little cushions that allow the bones to kind of bump up against each other and work against each other with having a cushion there. As we age and as we do damage to that cushion, it goes away to a point where eventually, like you are right now, your knees are pretty much bone on bone.
Yep.
Football injuries, damage that you did to it, and now it's just that bone grinding on that bone. So that cushion is gone, and that's osteoarthritis. And that pain can be very very debilitating, to be honest with you.
Now, there's a situation that's helped me, and I don't know that it works for everybody, but there's an artificial joint cushioning solution that's injectable that the fine people at Northwestern Medicine Impact every day do, and they just pop that into my joints about once a year. And it's been an amazing thing for me. I mean, it's been incredibly helpful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you think about it, if the cushion is gone, can we put the cushion back in there? And there's a couple different drugs that are made. Syndisc is one where we actually try to fill that joint with a gel, with a cushion that's artificial that will take the place of the cartilage, the meniscus that is gone from you. It's a temporizing, and like you said, you have to have it every so often. But, hey, if it keeps you pain-free or at least helps you, then that's great.
Now, the tougher form of this, of course, is rheumatoid arthritis. Is there anything other than the name arthritis that connects these two, or are they completely different conditions?
Completely different. I mean, you're still going to get inflammation in the joint, but it's completely different. You know, the osteoarthritis is all totally mechanical, bone on bone. Where the inflammatory or the rheumatoid arthritis is when our immune system goes crazy and for some reason decides that it's going to attack these joints. And we really, for many of them, we don't know why, but it does. And it just makes inflammation and it starts to rip up and do damage to that joint as well.
The juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, the JRA, do we know why that happens?
No, again, we don't. And that's the unfortunate one. You know, people say, gosh, you know, I don't know anybody who has JRA, but there's about 300,000 kids that have it. And up till probably 10, 15 years ago, this was a very difficult disease because it did so much damage to these kids. Now with some of the newer drugs, we can control the arthritis. Our problem and our concern is what's the long-term effect of those drugs on the child's immune system.
And unlike cancer in kids, for instance, the laser center that you guys have out in the Western Burbs, where is that, in Warrenville?
Correct. The Proton Center, yep.
Yeah, the Proton Center where you can really target a tumor and not damage the tissue around it the way you do with traditional cancer therapies. There's right. Nothing quite like that with JRA yet, right, that's specific to kids, it's really breaking through?
Not specific to kids. You know, the JRA, what we try to do with kids is try to control it as much as we can, because if you minimize the damages as a young child, then they could go on and live a very healthy life. So what we try to use in them is drugs called biologics. And what these drugs are, these are the drugs that block specific chemicals in the body that cause inflammation. So if we can stop the inflammation, we can stop the damage. You mentioned Phil Mickelson. You know, he's a big proponent of a drug called Enbrel. It really changed his life and changed his career as well, or protected his career.
Yeah, elongated it.
Yeah, those are the same drugs that we're using on these kids. But they affect the immune system, so hopefully it's not going to affect their long term. They're going to make them more prone to have infections. But if you have a kid that's up running around and comfortable and pain-free, you have to do that give and take and monitor them for infections, but it's really going to impact their life.
So the bottom line is, if you have joint pain and soreness and things, it doesn't necessarily mean you have some sort of debilitating arthritis, but it's not something to be ignored, right?
Oh, it's not. Believe me, you know, we talked about, you know, two major groups of arthritis, but there's infectious arthritis, so you can get a virus in your joint that can cause swelling and cause discomfort. And people have probably heard of people who have had gout. Well, gout is a form of arthritis. A lot of these a lot of these types of arthritis can be treated, and you can live a normal life, a very active life, and be pain-free with some of the new drugs we have.
You get yourself a good doctor and you follow the regimen. It's great. But the other thing is, and I remember this is another change from the 80s when I was a kid. I saw my mother going through this. Exercise is really important, right? Because they used to tell people with arthritis, well, if it hurts, don't move it. The opposite's true.
Correct. You know, we want people up, active, moving. If we can keep the inflammation down, then that joint is, we want to maintain the range of motion for each of those joints. And the way that we're going to maintain that range of motion is by you using it. You know, someone says, well, it hurts when I move my arm. We used to say, oh, you know, the old joke, well, don't move your arm. Actually, what we really do want you to do is to continue that so that you're still able to extend your arm completely, extend your legs completely. As the damage is done to the joint, it's going to minimize that range of motion, and that's why people ended up in wheelchairs and were unable to walk and do those things. So we want them to stay active, and we want them to continue to use those joints along with the proper medications.
We were talking a lot about blood pressure last week and the new numbers that everybody expects you to hit now. Of course, they tell you to limit your salt intake. Salt is direct to inflammation, isn't it?
It can be, but that inflammation is different than inflammation in the joint. You know,
is that right?
Yeah, you know, the one you talk about there as far as what's going to cause inflammation in the joint is gout. You know, gout is caused by a buildup of something called uric acid, which comes from a breakdown of purines, of proteins, essentially. So people that have gout, often they're not taking enough fluids, and yet they're still eating a lot of red meat and shellfish and things that are going to cause that. But the sodium really is going to cause more inflammation in the blood vessels itself and cause heart problems versus joint problems.
And glucosamine chondroitin, probably the number one over-the-counter hyped supplement for this. Does it work?
Yeah, you know, for some people it really does work. You know, it's more of that's a continuous drug that you have to continue to take. A lot of people are going to say, no, it really doesn't work. But again, you have to remember we have 100 different types of arthritis. So it's going to work for some forms of arthritis, and it's going to prevent some. In other forms, it's not going to have any impact whatsoever.
A lot of good information there, Doc. As always, we appreciate it. I'll let you get back to work with the real sick people, as opposed to my own version of that. But thanks, as always.
We'll talk to you soon.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day. And happy Thanksgiving, Doc.